It's Music and Laughter Radio on WWDB 860 AM, Philadelphia.
It's the music, it's the comedy, it's the musical comedy and ridiculously offensive ignorance. Welcome to Music and Laughter Radio. What you are about to hear is just plain stupid, but it's filled with love. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. He's appeared on Fox, ABC, Comcast, in your mother's bedroom, The Learning Channel, and was almost on VH1, but then the producer who liked him got fired. He was a fat, loud kid in grade school that constantly disrupted class. He's played with your sister's twiddle, and he's a longtime touring musician. He chews food loudly and leaves the toilet seat up. Without further ado, the comparable and forgettable, Paul Martirano!
Hey everybody, welcome to Music and Laughter Radio. I am your host, Paul Martirano. Now, before we get into the show, I am being forced to play this disclaimer.
The views expressed in today's show are not necessarily the views of the host or anyone else. Music and Laughter Radio may be offensive to the following audience members: the French, heterosexuals, Muslims, vegetarians, females, Caucasians, homosexuals, Italians, married couples, natives of Georgia, South Dakota, Pennsylvania, or Oregon, Christians, African Americans, Africans, burn victims, Canadians, people named Tim, the elderly, South Koreans, those who suffer from cystic fibrosis, parking attendants, and the handicapped. Also, males, children under the age of 8, comedians, relatives of Cher, Ronald McDonald, government officials, lesbian tennis players, Greeks, mammals, celebrities, teachers, you, animal activists, Paul Giamatti, hunchbacks, that mad guy in Delco, juvenile delinquents, the Polish, and those who breathe oxygen to survive. Let's not forget mannequins, ugly children, Carter Hart, Roman gods, vegans, my mother, Croatians, Texans, musicians, college students, Mike Schmidt, atheist, deer, and anyone who is listening to this show. Remember, if you get offended, being offended is a choice that you make. If you are offended, please seek the psychological help you need and ask yourself why something some comedian said on a radio show has you so upset and why your life is so empty that you are offended by what comedians say on radio shows when they have the intentions of spreading love and making you laugh.
It's time to rock out with your jock out. It's Music and Laughter Radio with your comparable and forgettable host, Paul Martirano. But first, a word from this guy.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. Paul Martirano can outplay Ben Folds and Elton John with both hands tied behind his back, using only his gargantuan balls.
Ah, Gilbert, I hope you are shaking things up in the afterlife with Bob Saget and Louis Anderson. Thank you for that wonderful introduction, and we have an awesome show for you today. We got a little dueling piano action with the brown-eyed girl going on, you know, making love behind the stadium with you. My girl's brown eye is what we say when we're dyslexic. I don't know if that's in there or not. Anyway, we do have our fourth and final part of our interview with Robbie Nipple of the Hairy Areolas coming up. That's right. To check out the Hairy Areolas, please go to harrya.net or highlyoffensiverecords.com. Let's get off with some dueling pianos.
Dueling pianos, dueling pianos, dueling pianos,
dueling pianos, dueling pianos! What happened at the dueling pianos?
Hopping in the midst of falling by the warm house, John.
For some interactive entertainment for your event, private party, bar, or casino? It's Off the Edge Dueling Pianos! Two piano players, all request sing-along fun for everyone. For more information, call 323-673-5967. That's 323-673-5967. Or visit paulpiano.net. paulpiano.net.
The ridiculous song of the week, mother.
I'm handicapped. I am handicapped. I'm handicapped. Don't park in my space.
Oh. That was Handicapped by the Hairy Areolas. Robbie Nipple, you actually do vocals on that one.
Wow, you've been tearing through our catalog, huh?
I have.
How about Euthanasia, the Euthanasia?
I don't think we have that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Wait, this Hairy Areola, there's a Hairy Areola song. What's it called? Euthanasia, the Youth in Asia? But like, yeah, wouldn't it be euthanize the youth in Asia?
No, euthanasia, the youth in Asia. Euthanasia, the youth in Asia. Euthanasia, the youth in Asia. It'll be real fun.
That's how the song goes. That euthanasia, the youth in Asia. It'll be real fun.
Yes.
So you would get up and play this song, Euthanasia, the Youth in Asia.
Yeah, and I think probably the hardest time playing, when you play Euthanasia, the Euthanasia over and over and over again, it really numbs, it numbs your ability to see the despair in people. So, you know, I remember the one time we were down in Sydney, Australia, and Jack Kevorkian actually came on stage with us and killed somebody live while we were playing the song.
Okay, I don't believe that's true, Robbie. That actually happened?
Yeah, there was a Filipino man named Sumting Wong, and he was on stage, and Jack ended his life while we played Euthanasia, the Euthanasia.
I feel like that would have been in the news if that actually happened.
Well, you know, we roll in an interesting underground of similar to, you know, the mob. Somewhere between the mob and the A-team is the people that we roll with. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we were capable of hiding from the public and getting away with.
Okay, and now you're on a public radio show.
Well, you can't prove that, you know, any of this is true or not true, you know.
Oh, okay. I think that most of what you said in this interview is not true.
Are you calling me a liar?
I could be. I'm calling you a liar, Robbie Nipple.
Listen. Listen to me when I tell you.
I'm listening.
You hear that?
I hear nothing.
Exactly. That's your phone not ringing from all of the callers that don't have a question for us on this interview.
This is a pre-tape show, Robbie.
All people can see, and eyes help you to see. Therefore, all people who have eyes can see.
That's not true either.
You know, my mom used to say this this little lullaby to us before we would fall asleep. And I don't know if you've heard this before, and I'm sure somebody has probably heard the this limerick. And it was one of the things that inspired us to create some kind of irreverent, off the wall humor in like a song or a poem. And it was one day in the middle of the night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other, drew their swords, and shot each other. Two deaf policemen heard the noise, and they came to kill the two dead boys. You can even ask the blind man. He saw it.
That is crazy, because my father used to say the same, used to say that same thing as a joke. What made you come up with that?
It just was something that's been sitting in the back of my mind for a long time. Is it weird that my mother and your father both said the same thing to us as children?
Yes.
Maybe this is the revelation on the show, is that your father was bagging my mother.
Well, Robbie, so far, all you've done is lie to me on this interview. You haven't told me anything about the Harry Areolas. Were you even in the Harry Areolas? Are you even Robbie Nipple?
That's a great question. The Harry Areolas fight for freedom. They fight for America. They are completely anti anything that doesn't make them a dollar.
How are the Harry Areolas fighting for America?
Well, I think the Harry Areolas always want to have boobies for everybody, like just free boobs everywhere, free lap dances all the time.
And that's how they fight for America?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Jack Daniels, boobies, Marlboro Reds, rock and roll music, America.
Is your brain just completely fried from all the drugs you've done your whole life?
You know, it's funny. Every time I saw this commercial where they would crack the egg and say, "This is your brain on drugs," I would just say, "I'm hungry." Just like the same, whenever you saw the Tux medicated pads, you know, for hemorrhoids, they would always take the Tux medicated pad and put out the match. I'd always say, maybe your hemorrhoids wouldn't be bothering you if you weren't sticking lit matches up.
Okay. Well, there you have it. That's Robbie Nipple from the Harry Areolas.
Yes,
with our exclusive. I know interview.
I know everybody can't. I'm interrupting you while you're trying to end this interview, because I'm not going to stop talking. You know, okay. I know this is radio, but I'm sure if everybody could see me and how young I look, even though I've lived a very, very hard life, I'll give this little tip to the listeners. A lot of people don't realize this. If you're a little bit older and you have some wrinkles, you can usually take some Preparation H and actually rub it on your wrinkles or your skin to tighten your face up. Did you know that?
I know that now. What is that white stuff all over your fingers?
actually? I've been living off of marshmallow fluff for the past week, and it's just been a sugar high. And that's actually why I think I'm a little sticky in the mouth, because I've just been eating marshmallow fluff for the past week. Fluffernutters
for the past week.
It was my nickname in college, by the way.
Why was your nickname Fluffernutters?
Because I was always quiet when I was having sex.
So
do you hear that? That's the sound of Rob having sex.
Rob, I do have to say, this is the strangest interview I've ever conducted. I hope you get the help you need, and thank you for joining us on Music and Laughter Radio. Is there anything else you would like to tell us about the Harry Areolas before we go?
Yes, please support us by going on to our website. Paul will probably put a plug or a link or something wherever the heck it has to be. What is the website? HarryA.net? Are we still HarryA.net?
You don't know your own website? Yes, it's HarryA.net.
That's good to know, actually. Let me give you the quick history of the Harry Rose.
Okay.
Having Polly meet in college. They perform at the Red Cloud Coffee House, and they go to Deluxe and perform at a couple drag shows at Deluxe. They get into the Fringe Festival. They play a bunch of Fringe Festival gigs. They become a house band at Helena's down at 2nd and Chestnut in South Philly. After Helena's, they started playing at the Five Spot and a bunch of other clubs in Philly and got to know all the club owners in Philly. From there, they catapulted by getting onto the new Gong Show on the Game Show Network. They met a couple producers. They did a couple TV gigs. They had a pilot with VH1, a pilot with E. From there, they took off worldwide tours, worldwide fringe festivals. They played all the continents, even did a gig on Antarctica. So they have been everywhere playing their music, making dreams come true. From there, they've each been married multiple times to a variety of supermodels. And by supermodels, sometimes they were really skinny, rail thin supermodels. Sometimes they were big plus size models. Me and Paul don't discriminate. Because we've amassed so much money over the course of our lives now, we really can just do whatever we want. And we live a very eclectic and interesting lifestyle with a lot of famous celebrities, musicians, billionaires. You know, I was really good friends for years with Trump. You know, I've hung out with Joe Biden on his yacht, actually, with Hunter. You know, Hunter and I have, you know, embezzled money together. We've just done so many different things over the years. You know, Gandhi would be proud.
And that's you and both you and Paulie Nipple have done this.
Yeah, Paul reluctantly would come with us. I mean, he always was more of, like I said, a homebody. You know, he really didn't like to go out too much because he has fat ankles, and he always thought that his ankles didn't look good.
Ah, that's a good reason to stay home. That's
yeah. So one night, me, Paul, and David Hasselhoff were in a hot tub in Iceland, in Reykjavik. You know, Reykjavik has these like baths right outside, these hot springs you can go to. And, you know, we were just having a great night drinking all kinds of Goldschlager. The Hoff loves the Goldschlager and he loves hamburgers. So we were chilling, having a good time. And he says to us, he's like, look, let's get in the helicopter and do something crazy. So he actually knows how to fly the helicopter. So
David Hasselhoff flies helicopters.
Yeah. So the Hoff and I are in this helicopter, and he straps this 5-point harness onto Paul and puts some skis on him and starts pulling Paul across the ice fields with the helicopter. But the funny part was, it was one of those jet helicopters that had the jet exhaust in the back. And Paul, unfortunately, got asphyxiated. So we had a little bit of a Weekend at Bernie's thing going on where we were dragging Paul's limp body behind his helicopter with these skis. But we didn't care. We were so drunk and screwed up on, you know, Goldschlager. I remember he turned to me one time. He's like, this is so awesome. And he had all these little gold bits of stuff in his teeth.
And Paulie Nipple survived this?
He did. Luckily, he did, because the rope... this was before I was a sailor, because I've sailed a lot of mega yachts now in the past couple of years, but I didn't know how to tie a knot properly. So we had drug him a couple of times, and he actually hit an igloo. The rope snapped. Paul got stuck in the igloo. And funny enough, we didn't realize this, and we just kept flying. And for probably, I think it was like 3 weeks, Paul had lived with this native family in this igloo. Because when he came to, he had no idea where he was or who he was because of amnesia. You know, the Hoff was a little upset because he loved that pair of skis. I was upset because I hadn't seen Paul for a long time and we thought we killed him. But, you know, we met at the consulate there in Reykjavik, and, you know, we got our passports and we were able to leave the country without having to pay any fines. And we actually were able to take a couple underage girls home with us and sell them on the black market for a hefty profit. That year.
That sounds like a completely fabricated story, Robbie.
I've got the pictures to prove it.
Oh, and okay. That's really great.
Listen, I've got multiple. I mean, over the years, I've never thrown out any of my Blackberries, and I have every picture that I've ever taken on a Blackberry on all the phones. I've gone through so many Blackberries over the years. I've got all the pictures, really low resolution, really grainy, blurry, but I could prove it.
Okay.
Well, Robbie Nipple, thank you for joining us on Music and Laughter Radio. I don't know what to believe and what not to believe, but if you want to check out the Hairy Areolas, go to harrya.net or highlyoffensiverecords.com.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. Shazam! I just heard the music of Paul Martorano, and I am throwing out all of my other music. I am going to paulpiano.net and buying all of his music. paulpiano.net.
We are back. It's Music and Laughter Radio. And now the comparable and forgettable, Paul Martorano.
Well, it looks like we only have a couple minutes left in the show. Thank you so much for joining me for Music and Laughter Radio. Please make sure that you follow the podcast on Spotify for Music and Laughter Radio. That's where we have all the bonus material, all the really dirty, offensive stuff that we can't play on the radio. It's right there on the podcast. Make sure you go and follow Music and Laughter Radio. Also, when you're on Spotify, follow Paul Martorano and check out my music. I would love for you to come out to a live piano show sometime. Go to paulpiano.net and check out where I am playing in the area. Come out, hang out for the night. We'll have a great time. And check out Music and Laughter Radio on Facebook, on TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, all the social media channels. We're everywhere. All right. So as we end all of our Music and Laughter Radio shows, we are going to play a very, very beautiful song, a song that's dear to my heart, a song that I wrote. It's called Love People, Use Things. Go out in the world and spread love and peace and laughter, everybody. See you next time.
When my mother said to me, there's one thing you should know, and it will set you free. Love people, use things, and your life won't let you down. Love people, use things, not the other way around. The best way to end up alone, the best way to end up alone, is to get these things confused. The best way to end up alone, it's the best way to end up alone. 'Cause no one wants to be used, and the things you love, they can't love you. Let you down. Love people. the best way to end up alone. The best way to end up alone is to get these things confused. The best way to end up alone, it's the best way to end up alone. 'Cause no one wants to be used, and the things you love, they can't love you. And sometimes we forget, and we don't know what we're thinking of. And all those people that you've used, it's not too late to love.